Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, I have to ask you, why is your mom monogramming stuff? Why monogram stuff?
I don't know. I guess she's so excited that I'm getting married, so now all my initials are changing. So that's why she's she's monogramming everything.
Is this
now
the official announcement that we're not? Did you also say, okay, hang on, may I read?
Please go.
May I? Okay. I'm going to back it up a little bit because the whole thing just makes me giggle. Mom sent me a late birthday gift. It's a bunch of monogrammed stuff. It's just the best. It's the best. Jewelry, a sweater, leopard print. Monogrammed leopard print tennies.
What's up?
Ah, damn, kid.
Currently see them on my Instagram page if you'd like to go take a look at Radio Kayla.
Oh, I have no doubt. Mom got it right because the last two things she had monogrammed, the J was in the middle instead of the F. Yeah, because they make the middle letter big.
Yeah, it's always like on the left-hand side, it's always your first initial. On the right-hand side, it's your middle initial. And then the middle is your last initial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then on the monogram note, Okay, I get it now. She keeps putting J as my middle name. Is it not? Is there an announcement right now?
No, Joe is not technically my middle name. I actually technically have no middle name. My name is Kayla Joe and my last name is Walker. I have no legal middle name. So it's just interesting that she is now putting J as my middle name because that's just not my name.
So anytime that you're called, I don't know why. Have you noticed? I just rested both my elbows on the counter. And
I saw that. I was like,
I know, it's like I'm a 14-year-old girl in tight, you know. Okay, so hold on. So we've been getting this wrong. Anytime you've been called Kayla without the Joe, mm-hmm. we've been inaccurate.
Yes. So up until like I'd say I started my radio career 10 years ago, everyone called me Kayla Joe. That's what my name was, and then or K or whatever it was. Like even college, the people on my cheer team called me Cujo. So it's just interesting that people started calling me Kayla because when I started in radio, they're like, "You need a name," and I'm like, "Okay, well I'll just go with Kayla Joe." They're like, "Well, someone across the street's like Bobby Joe or something like that." So how do you like Kayla? I'm like, "Okay, I'll go with Kayla." So that's what I went with.
I would have said, yeah, Bobby Joe, whatever. I'm her younger, hotter sister.
It was funny.
I guess that makes sense. So you're things that we're learning after knowing each other for 6 years.
I know, right?
So it's actually K-A-Y-L-A-J-O, all one word?
No, hyphenated. I'm a hyphenated first name.
K-A-Y-L-A hyphenated.
Hyphen J-O, yep.
What a pain in the neck. Is the J capitalized or not capitalized?
It is a capital J, yes. And in Florida, I don't know how it is other places where I grew up in Florida. You don't legally have to sign with a hyphen because like when you do things like standardized testing, there's no hyphen on there. So you just put your first part of your name. So I just put Kayla on those things. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But I would like to point out that I've never had the middle name Joe. My middle name is not Joe. I've always kind of considered it that way, but it's not my middle name. So it's interesting that my mom mom is now putting on the monogram things that my middle initial is J, because when she got married to my dad, her last name was Henshin. But when she got married to my dad, she took his last name of Walker and sure. made her middle name, her new middle name was Henshin, her maiden name. So it's just interesting to me that, like, we've never had the conversation that, like, I'm not changing my middle name to my maiden name, which is Walker. She just made the assumption that the middle initial was going to be J for Joe. And I'm like, okay, the whole circumstance is just weird.
Is she full retired now?
She's full retired, yeah.
She's full retired.
She
volunteers at the school.
Yeah, she volunteers at the school and at the Humane Society, so.
Right. On the day that she did this, do you believe that she was volunteering on that day? On one of those days?
I mean, it's possible. She volunteers like 4 days a week, so yeah, the odds would say yeah.
But then she volunteers 4 days a week, so that means there's 3 days a week that she may have been drunk ordering monogrammed items. that's kind of where I'm just guessing.
I think that's right. Yes.
And that would explain the J that you don't want there.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.